Hello and welcome to PR in the Spotlight. I'm your host, Priya Kemchandra, and today I've had the chance to speak with Bruce Mallott, Director of Strategic Communications at Toronto Community Housing Corp. Toronto Community Housing is one of the largest social housing providers in North America and home to about 164,000 tenants in communities across Toronto. As Communications Director, Bruce has two managers who report to him directly and 11 staff who report indirectly through each manager. Bruce studied communications in his undergrad and did a master's in English literature. His education taught him one of the most important skills for a communications professional, writing.
I came to it really because of my writing skills. If you can write well, you will be able to find work and you'll be valued because it's such an essential part of the job and people should really work hard on it and focus on it and always learn to do it better.
Moreover, studying English literature taught him the importance of tone, that is, developing an appropriate message for a target audience. Tone is vital to his job as Toronto Community Housing communicates on many levels with staff, tenants, media, and government. Bruce started his career briefly as a reporter, then worked with the Ontario government for 15 years, first as an editor, then quickly moving up to communications director. He spent another 10 years in the corporate industry in senior positions, including vice president at both GPC International and Advanced Strategic Communications. He opened his own consultancy while teaching public relations at Centennial College, but found that he was at home in the corporate government field, hence joined Toronto Housing in 2011. Bruce has definitely seen a lot of change in the industry, but for him, there's one thing that hasn't changed.
What has changed really is the intranet and computers. It just happens so fast. Like, it's a 24-hour news cycle and it's instant. You know, obviously it has changed enormously in the past 30 years. It's unrecognizable. But I think that the core of getting your message across to your key audiences, that has not changed. And that's what we do as corporate communications professionals.
The corporate communications team at Toronto Housing plans and produces content for employee communications, tenant communications, and external communications, including media relations and social media. They manage the corporate communications channel, including the website and intranet, a monthly e-newsletter for stakeholders called Inside Housing, a quarterly print newsletter for tenants called Housing Update, and social media channels. They produce the annual report and other corporate publications and maintain brand standards, visual identity standards, and accessible communication standards. The team also manages and coordinates production services such as design, photography, video, printing, and translation. Bruce's communications team proactively engages the media to place stories, responds to media calls and interview requests, organizes news conference and media events, and liaises with partners on media opportunities. They write and edit media materials such as news releases, statements, backgrounders, question answers, and write speeches and other materials for the CEO, executives, and the board chair. Bruce's team also manages issues management functions and develop responses to issues, performing crisis communications when needed. And that's where branding also comes in. According to Bruce, branding is very important to Toronto Housing. Brand is not a logo or a typeface, but how people experience the company. And his team has been doing a lot about how public perceives Toronto Housing, but more with respect to engaging, communicating, and building relationships than by designing a new look. There is often a lot of negative stories in the media about Toronto Housing, such as fires and drive-by shooting, and Bruce admits that this stigma is a challenge for the communications team, because Toronto Housing must respect the privacy of tenants who go to the media with negative stories, yet at the same time also respond through the landlord's point of view. For Bruce, though, it's the one particular challenge that he's simultaneously proud of, because the team manages to coordinate very well. And if there is one thing he wished he had known coming into the industry, it's coordination.
The importance of approvals and coordinate, the process of communications planning, it's really important and it's really valuable. And you come into the industry, you tend to think of it as, you know, this is something I wrote, something that I own, but really it's a corporate product and you're speaking on behalf of the corporation. You need to get buy-in from the people who run the corporation and who will stand behind it. And when you do that, you'll find they add tremendous value.
For a person at his level at one of Toronto's most visible and vital agencies, Bruce still manages to keep things in perspective. What he loves most about his job, it's when his colleagues say thank you to him or his team for helping deliver a communications program. That's when he knows his work is making a difference. And that's it today for PR in the Spotlight. Thanks for tuning in.